I promise I've never heard a couple regret spending the extra money to have that treasured keepsake that they will enjoy for years to come. Welcome to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Schmidt, editor of Greater Orlando's top wedding publication, Orange Blossom Bride. I'm sure when you said yes, you had no idea you were jumping on this roller coaster that is wedding planning. The goal of this podcast is to help make the wedding planning process less stressful and a lot more fun. We'll provide you with great tips and ideas, along with expert advice from some of the area's top wedding pros. So let's get started planning your Central Florida wedding. When it comes to planning a wedding, I like to look at the whole wedding planning process as an experience that leads up to a very special day, one that you're going to want to look back on fondly and know it went just the way you want it. I know the wedding planning process can be overwhelming, and you know, let's be honest, spending a large amount of money is stressful at times. However, it's important to think through all decisions to make sure that you don't have any regrets after your wedding day. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the top three wedding regrets that couples have after their wedding day. And I'm doing this in hopes that while you plan your wedding, you can take these into consideration. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to mention our new digital wedding planner. And this wedding planner has everything you need to make your wedding planning less stressful and more fun. Created by wedding pros and approved by engaged couples, this digital wedding planner is over 200 pages long, and it has all those important details that you don't want to miss while planning your wedding. Make sure to visit our wedding shop at obbweddingshop.com to get your digital wedding planner today. And now back to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. Over the past 6 years, we have featured hundreds of real weddings on Orange Blossom Bride. With every feature, we always ask couples to complete a survey about the wedding planning process and the wedding day itself. We also ask some reflection questions, and one of these questions is, do you have any regrets about your wedding? Of the hundreds of answers that we've received to this question, we have three regrets that are most commonly listed by couples. So let's get right to them. Now, while going through the wedding planning process, you're going to learn that there are a lot of details that go into bringing your wedding day to life. And these details may be fine to work through as a couple prior to the wedding. However, as the wedding day approaches, especially the month prior to your wedding, all the details need to come together. And vendors need to be coordinated and the timeline needs to be created. Not to mention all the tasks that need to happen on the day of your wedding. Someone will need to be in charge of making sure your wedding runs smoothly throughout your entire day from start to finish. You could ask a friend or family member to do this, but in almost all cases, they're not familiar with the logistics of a wedding. So this means they'll be coming to you to resolve any issues that come up. And honestly, no couple wants that extra stress on their wedding day. The top regret that we get from couples is that they wish they would have hired a wedding planner or coordinator. We always like to tell couples that a month of coordinator at minimum needs to be worked into your wedding budget. And to be honest, most venues nowadays will require you to have one because they know the value of it. And I want you to look at it as a form of wedding insurance, because hiring a professional wedding coordinator or planner allows you the assurance that you can actually enjoy your wedding. You and your future spouse work so hard on creating this day, and you want to see it come to life, and you don't want to have to worry about managing every little detail and every little problem that comes up on the day of. So definitely hire at least a month of wedding coordinator so that you can see that vision come to life without the extra stress. Now, I'm sure you've heard a million times how fast your wedding day will go by. And let me tell you, a million and one, your wedding day will fly by. After your wedding, you'll find yourself trying your hardest to remember all the details, and you'll listen to the stories of your wedding guests of things you may not even know have happened. Hiring a professional wedding photographer will help you freeze these moments in time for you to enjoy forever. However, photos freeze the moments. They don't allow you to hear the laughs and the sniffles from heartfelt vows. They won't let you see the movement and the sweet dances with your parents. They won't let you hear the emotional words of how beautiful you look from your grandmother long after she passes. Hiring a wedding videographer is the best way to capture all these special moments. When wedding budgets get tight, wedding videography doesn't always make the cut. Many couples just assume that their wedding photos are going to be enough, and while I am not saying to forgo a wedding photographer for a wedding videographer, of course, wedding photos are a must. However, not hiring a professional wedding videographer is a close second regret that couples give us when it comes to their wedding. Weddings are events that can never be duplicated. Of course, you can duplicate all the details, but the chances of all your wedding guests coming together again are slim. And as time moves, things change and loved ones pass on. Your wedding video is the closest you can come to reliving your whole wedding day. I promise I have never heard a couple regret spending the extra money to have that treasured keepsake that they will enjoy for years to come with their wedding video. Now, as you go through the wedding planning process, you're going to quickly find that from the moment you announce your engagement, everyone will have an opinion on every single little detail of your wedding. It can get overwhelming fast. You will most likely want to include your friends and your family in your wedding planning process and provide a memorable experience for your wedding guests. However, it's okay to let those who give unwanted suggestions or critiques know that while you appreciate their thoughts, you and your future spouse are happy with keeping XYZ wedding decision. And that's the third most popular wedding regret from couples that we hear, is that they listen too much to others. In turn, they didn't go with the things that they wanted for their wedding. Can I let you in on a little secret? No matter how perfect you think your wedding is, there will always be someone who would have done something differently. You can't please everyone, nor should that be your focus of your wedding. You want a wedding day that you can look back on and say, our wedding represented us perfectly and we wouldn't have changed anything. So go with your vision and let others think what they want. I hope you really consider these top three regrets that couples have when you're planning your wedding, because I don't want you to have any regrets planning your wedding. I really want it to be exactly what you want and for you to have that wonderful wedding experience. Now, if you're looking for great wedding planners or videographers, you can jump on our website at orangeblossombride.com. We have amazing vendors on there that can help make these things happen for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. For more Orlando wedding inspiration and tips, head on over to orangeblossombride.com. And if you're looking for amazing wedding pros to help bring your wedding day together, make sure to check out our wedding vendor directory. Until next time, happy planning.